come from his chachma or just from his chatzon, lo v'kach shtachlis klal for no reason. Kain chalku zos machlokes ba'atzma mashalosan lanu min ha mitzvos. Right, he mentioned earlier when he discussed hashgacha pratis that there's a machlokes whether everything Hashem does is for a certain logical reason or just ratzon Hashem. So they also argued about the mitzvos sheyesh mishalu yivachlus the siva klal. Some people say there's no reason for mitzvos; it's just the reason is ratzon Hashem. The yomar shatoris kulam shachar asuratim levad that all the mitzvos are just ratzon Hashem. There's no reason. And some people say that every mitzvah or aveira comes from Hashem's chachma and is trying to achieve a certain goal, and they all have reasons. So it's a big machlokas whether there are tamei mitzvos or there are not tamei hamitzvos. That's an ancient machlokas, which the Rambam quotes here. There are two, maybe today we'll try to chaf, there are two main makoros in Chazal, which people like to use for, and the Rambam and everyone on both sides of machlokas mentions, that seem to argue against Tamei. It's a simple pshat, we would think that we should believe in Tamei and mitzvos, right? A simple pshat, we should think that, why would Hashem give the mitzvos? He didn't just pick the mitzvos stam, he gave the mitzvos because there was some logical reason why these were good things to do. But there are two places where we seem to see in Chazal that no, maybe Hashem just gave the mitzvah stam because Hashem doesn't have to have a reason for things. Hashem is beyond logic and reason. He's just Hashem. One is the famous Goran Brach stuff. Lam Gimel Beis Mishnah Ha'omer Al Kan Sibur Yigirach Mecha Al Tovi Zachshin Chamod Bon Mishak. You know, so all the things you kick someone off the Amud 4. And the first someone says, Al Kan Sipur Yagiu Racha Mecha. So the Gemara says, Al Kan Sipur Yagiu Racha Mecha Maitaim. Okay, Al Tovi Zachar Shemcha is obvious. So we're saying Hashem is responsible for good, but not for bad. Modem is obvious. So it sounds like there are two gods, Chas V'Shalom. But what's wrong with saying to Hashem, Al Kan Sipur Yagiu Racha Mecha, and then you probably say, you know, Kain Terachim Aleinu or something like that. What's wrong with saying that if Hashem had Rachim for the Shiloh Kan, that he should have Rachim on us? So, plea Yotriam Roy, be my Rafa, Rios Rafa, Rios Versvida, Chad, Amr Neshamatel, Kin Rice, Abracious. One says, because Al Kansipur Yagir Rachamecha makes it sound like you have Rachman the Kansipur, but not on other creatures, and it's saying, it's trying to make Kin and Rice, Abracious to say that, you know, some Brios are treated better by Hashem than other Brios. And that's what it could sound like, and that's the problem. Right, this is the more interesting famous answer, because you I forgot one marker rule, maybe we'll put it on for next time. Because you make Hashem's midos into rachman, they're really gzeros, right? What's he saying? What's everyone saying? Al kansipur yigurecha mecha? Because we're saying that Hashem has rachman on the kansipur. No, Hashem is mitzavah shiloch hakan. Didn't say anything of rachman, it was just mitzavah maisa shiloch. You're making into rachman, just a gzera. Hashem had rutzon that we should do Shiloh HaKan. No, it's not for the reason of Rachmim on the Kan Sipur. So that seems to imply that we don't believe that there are tamim for the mitzvos. They're just gzeros. That's what Rashi says. Number two, Rashi is one of the biggest anti-tamim mitzvos philosophers among the Rishonim. Midosav mitzvosav. Vuhu in general is one of the biggest anti-rationalists among the Rishonim. Just people don't mashiv him as a philosopher because he doesn't write philosophy books. You have to be malakid. Everything he says about every philosophical topic, you know, from all over the place. But if you are malakid, you see that Rashi has a real philosophical derech. Midosav mitzvosav, right? Hu lo rachim asa. Hashem didn't do for rachim. Ela lahat al yisrael chukei gzeirosav. Hashem didn't do Shiloh HaKan for Rachmim. He did Shiloh HaKan in order that the Jews should keep his mitzvos. Meaning, it's like, right, who's in the army? Right, sometimes in the army your commands you something just so you should listen to your commander, not for any reason whatsoever. So why did Hashem command us? So that we could follow his commands, not that there's any reason behind them. Lo di Hashem avodav, so that we could be over the Hashem. V'shomer mitzvos v'gzeros v'chukosav. And we keep his mitzvahs. Even in things where, right, the Sat and the Nachim can say, what's the reason? Even that we don't eat pigs and we don't wear Shabbos and other things that don't seem to have any logical reason. What does Rashi say? The point is that mitzvahs are even things with no logical reason. Right? Why do we do mitzvahs? We do mitzvahs so we can be good soldiers, so we can obey Hashem. Why does Hashem give us the mitzvahs? Hashem gives us the mitzvah so that we can be good soldiers and obey Hashem. Because the ultimate in life is to be Oved Hashem, and the ultimate in life is to follow Hashem's commandments, and to get schar from following Hashem's commandments. And Ratzon Kadosh Baruch Hu Zak Shol Fika Chirvel Torah Mitzvahs, he wants to give us a lot of schar, Rashi would say. So, therefore, mitzvahs are just things that Hashem says that we can listen to. They don't have to have another reason. That seems to be Pashim Shad in the Gemara. Likewise, the famous Midrash Rav that says a similar thing. Rav Amar Lo Nitnu Mitzvah Tzar Flehem Asar Brios. Right? The mitzvahs are only given to purify the Brios. Again, what does everyone say? Oh, Shkita, it's like, you know, it's a very rachamim way of this and that, etc. And he says, no, you think Hashem cares if you shecht from the front of the neck or from the back of the neck? Right? It doesn't make a difference. The ikar is just that you do what you're told. So he picked something and told you, right? How? Right? Hoylo nitnu mitzvos al tzar v'nasa brios. The mitzvah were given to purify us, meaning that we should have a test like a crucible and we should follow Hashem. It doesn't really matter, Hashem, if we do one way or the other. Like, Hashem could have just easily said, instead of shechita, do arifa. And shechita is treif and arifa is kosher. It doesn't make a difference to him. There's no reason. He just said it in order that we can be over the Hashem and we can follow his commandments.
What would he do if he was stuck here?
What? That you're Oved Hashem? No, that you get schar for being meshabed yourself and being mekabel olam hazeh shamayim. Right? What does the Chazon Ish famously say? Well, maybe we'll come after this a little. I don't know if we're in Chazon, right? The Chazon Ish, one of the most important, and certainly in terms of, you know, intellectual firepower per page, one of the most powerful hashgafic works of the last 100 years. And when we talk about the Chazon Ish, he says, he doesn't like all this mussar that says this meat is good and that meat is good and he's supposed to be improved and be mitzurif by being this and not that. He says there's only one good meat and only one bad meat. The only good meat is listening to the halacha. The only bad meat is not listening to the halacha. There's no other thing that's good for a person to be. It's not good to have all these midos that very salsalant and everyone talked about. No. Any of those might be in accordance with the halacha or might be applied not in accordance with the halacha. Those are worthless. The only meat is listening to the halacha. Okay, and then he has various philosophical proofs, and you could analyze it, and maybe we'll have a chance to. So what does it mean there's no tam? Even when Rashi says, he didn't say there's no tam, he says the tam is that we should be over the Hashem. So obviously no one means there's no point in mitzvahs. The question is, like, is the point of mitzvahs just to listen to what Hashem says, but what he picked is arbitrary? Or no, he picked the specific things for a specific reason. That's really the hakira. Everyone agrees there's a reason we keep mitzvahs to be Oved Hashem.
But
you're absolutely right. And we'll come back. You're just saying the Ramban. So we'll come back to it in a moment. You're right. Let's see what the Rambam does with this, right? So the question is Rashi, and we'll see. I have some more Rashis here. Maybe I'll even collect some more Rashis. Rashi really does not hold from Tamei Mitzvos. Mitzvos are just like a brisker, right? Right, ultimately, right? What did the brisker tell you? What's the reason behind the mitzvos? The reason is Hashem Mitzavet. You know, why do we keep mitzvos? You know, we keep mitzvos because we're supposed to do tzivuyim. Why does Hashem give us tzivuyim? So we can be kind tzivuyim. Well, that's our famous abrios. And that's it, right? The famous story of Halachic Man, even though that's not about mitzvos, right? Where Rav Chaim came to a room and some of the Bavish Chassidim were arguing whether Hashem created the world, whether the Brias Olam was because of Chachmas Hashem or because of the Chesed of Hashem. Rav Chaim says, what a silly thing to argue about. Everyone knows it was because of Ratzon Hashem. Which is exactly saying, meaning, what does it mean? It makes it sound a little stupid. Like, oh, these people hold Hashem has no reason for what he says, it's just arbitrary. Aren't they being memayit Hashem and saying, like, Chas V'Shalom, like Hashem's not the Chachma and he's giving things that are arbitrary? No, they're saying, what's the other side of the Chakira? One side is that there are Tamei Mitzvos, Hashem is the ultimate Chachma, and of course Hashem does things Chachmadik. If I was a Matan's commander in the army, and there's one commander who always tells you to do things that have good reasons why you should do them, the other one just tells you to do things so you'll listen to him. We all know who's the who gets respected more and who's more of a Chacham. So one side is Hashem's more of a Chacham. He doesn't tell you things Stam so you could listen to him and get Schar. He tells you things that are Chachmadik. The other side is that no, it's because the commanders in the army, they all are bound by regular logic. Just one of them knows regular logic, and the other one's too stupid to figure it out. But Hashem is beyond logic and time. Hashem is so elevated that he's beyond reasons, and beyond what we call chachma, and he's beyond our kind of logic and cause and effect and things like this. So Hashem's so far beyond that he can't say things because he wants to improve this and that in the world. Because Hashem is beyond logic, and therefore he can't be bound that he has to be Chachmadik. No, he is just Hashem, and he doesn't have to follow any rules, and everything is just Ba'atzmos Kaddosh. Okay, that's the Hakira. What does the Rambam do? The Rambam, we could probably guess, is a believer in Tamei Mitzvos, besides the fact that we know that half of the third Chelek in Moreh Nevuchim is basically from after Chavav. In Chavav, he clears the Hakira. Are there Tamei Mitzvos or not? And Paskins, there are. And then, in the next 20-odd Prakim, he goes through all the reasons and gives the Tam. Okay, you could think he did a good job, you think he did not such a good job, but that's not philosophically important right now. You know, I myself am a little, you know, skeptical sometimes. You read these Tamei Mitzvos of the Rambam and you wonder, like, really, that's the Tam? But, philosophically, his sheet is that there's a Tam. So, what does he say? Let's go back to 4. We already read the first 4 lines, start at the end of the 4th line. The Heos Lukulam Ila. All mitzvahs have a reason. I don't know. Do you guys know why Paraduma and Shatnez and not eating pigs and a lot of these things? I don't know them all. No problem. We just don't know the reason for some of them. We don't know the Chachma. Right? And just because we don't know it doesn't mean there's no reason, right? I also don't know, you know, how, the nuclear power plants work. But there's a lot of chachma, I just don't know it. So there's some things that we all don't know. Doesn't mean they're not chachma. Hu datenu, kulanu, ahamam, vaskulus, vikos, so, iksuve, atarbu, or bazeh. So, and then he says, our opinion is that all of us, that whether the masses or the elite and all the psukim in the Torah are clear that there are tamei mitzvahs, chukim, shvat, tzaddikim, that the mitzvahs are logical. Mishvesim, emes, tzadku, yachta. What is tzadku? It means they're logical. V'elishnekram, chukim. What are chukim then if they're illogical? Then what does he do with chukim? Right? The Rambam says, if there's tamei mitzvahs, then what are chukim? Which Chazal say, right? I just set him in stone and you can't think about that. He says, no, the masses of the chachamim, the mainstream opinion of Chazal, they don't mean chukim are things that don't have a reason at all. And there's no point searching for their purpose. If chukim really had no purpose, they would be empty. They would be pointless actions. Why would Hashem command us pointless actions? But the majority of chachamim think that even chukim have a reason. They have some sort of thing that helps us. We just don't know it. Chukim means we don't know the reason. Same way that I don't know, you know, how a nuclear reactor works. But there really is a good reason. So we all don't know how Basav Chalav works, but there is a good reason. In the Kitzur Datenu, maybe because our minds are weak. Ola Chesar Chochav Seinu, maybe we haven't developed our thought enough. Continuing. So he's clearly, he says, every mitzvah has a reason. The only difference between Chukim and Mishpatim is that Mishpatim, we have a reason that's easy to figure out. And Chukim have a reason that's hard to figure out. Right? It's like the difference between, I don't know, between like, you know, making a campfire and a nuclear reactor. Right, so one I can figure out how it cooks, the other one I can't, but they both make sense. Elishan Natsosi Dabal Khamz al Bracious Rabbah. But I found this famous Bracious Rabbah, Yurimenu Bitchilos Machshava. At first it sounds like Shekitsasa mitzvahs Ainlam Ilal Mitzvah and Lavadu. That there are some mitzvahs that have no purpose, just the purpose is to be a commandment and to fulfill a command. V'lo Kibman Tachlus Acheres, and then Hashem didn't have any other goal in mind. V'lo to Elis Nimtzei, so there's no function of them other than just listening to commandments. Right? This mimer is very difficult. Firstly, he says it's very difficult. You don't have a lot of mimer like this. But still, what does it mean? Says, what do you do with the fact that it says Hashem doesn't care about how you chef just the tzarfim and sabriyos, v'zeh sheklala mitzvah yesh lo sibech reach. Here the Rambam makes a famous compromise. Klala mitzvah, the generalities of the mitzvah, yesh lo sibech reach, for sure has to have a reason. For one reason Hashem commanded it. Aval chalkel, both the details of the mitzvah, heim asher nomim sheheim l'mitzvah levad. Sometimes the details are just like to be a commandment. Right, meaning the details might be arbitrary. The general idea is for a reason. but the details might be arbitrary. That killing animals in order to eat them, it makes a lot of sense, as we'll explain. But the reason why you do shchita not nechira, and why you have to cut the vesh and gargaris in a certain place, the details of how you do it, that why does Hashem say from this side, not from that side? Why do you say this number simonim, not that simonim? Why do you say a grumma is here and not there? Those are just so that we will obey the rules. Or if that's what you can understand from their mushal, that he says, he admits, he makes a modem mitzvah. The details might not have reasons. The details might just be Hashem had to have a mitzvah. The mitzvah is a good reason. The mitzvah has to have details. But which way does Hashem pick the details? Then Hashem just picks it one way to train you in obedience. So there's no mitzvah that's just arbitrary, but the details of the mitzvah might be arbitrary. And then he says, his famous application, I skipped the ellipsis of, he says, and in Shechita Taka, maybe you could have had a reason for the details, but the best thing, which you could use as an example of how the details don't have reasons, what karban, bringing a karban has an obvious good reason behind it, like I'll explain. Why should one be a keves? Why should one be a keves and one be an ayil? Right? Why should we shiva kvasim b'deishana and a shmona kvasim b'deishana? Zei yefshulos legal kval. That you can't give an explanation for. Right? There's no reason why it's a keves instead of an ayil. I know a lot of people gave explanations for it. The Rambam thinks, you know, and why it's seven? Why in Rosh Chodesh do you bring seven kvasim and one par, and not eight kvasim and two pars, or two paros and six kvasim, or five elim and two kvasim? That you can't give a reason for. Anyone who's matriach himself to explain this thing, of these details, he has a long-term mental illness. He's going to try, or like maybe to say it nicely, he was going to drive himself crazy. So the Rambam is a little funny. Like a lot of many thinkers over the generations have come up with all kinds of explanations what the reason that marumas in these specifics are. But the Rambam says he might have to admit the specifics, details of the mitzvah might just be arbitrary. But the general idea that you have to bring a carbon makes sense. Exactly what carbon? So therefore, Hashem wanted us to just feel like it was a very mesuderic thing, and not to have hefkeros, and just to have, like, discipline. So therefore, he picked specific carbonos so that it would be mesuderic, not for any particular reason.
Why was the Rambam feeling so strongly? And Rambam did the Rambam Baruch Hazal about Musaf and Hagasukos, why this number, and so on and so forth. And he specifically picks that example.
Right, so he might have said those are more b'derech remez. He might have said those are b'derech remez, not, like, the real reason for it. He might have said that's not the real reason for it, that's just a remez. And maybe that's not a good enough reason. Apparently, maybe the Rambam thinks, like, a remez bialma, nice musr, is not a good enough reason. Okay, maybe some of them are more than a musr, it's a good question. So that's what the Rambam does. He takes very seriously this Maimer Chazal that says Hashem doesn't care. It's just to discipline us. And so he says it must be that at least the details might just be to discipline us. I can't give an explanation for all the details. What does he do with the Gemara of, let's go back to Kansipur though, in Kansipur it says, Midos Shokash Rachim Enimil Gzeros, about a whole mitzvah. Shiloh HaKan is one of the 248 mitzvahs that say, how can a whole mitzvah just be Gzeros? And they don't say Shiloh HaKan, they say Midosav, right? All of Hashem's mitzvahs are just Gzeros. So then he gets more stuck, so what does he do in, after the Tamim Mitzvah part of the third Chelek of the Morah, number five, sorry, here he's going through giving the Tamim for all the mitzvahs. So he says, why is there an Isser Rosh Vesmin? No, Lishomer laharchik. It's a gzera, like a harchaka. Lishom mishneam bein leiniam. Really, why is also v'yisbino biyom echad aser? Like, what's the big deal if, you know, I buy Elsie the cow in Tel Aviv, and you buy, you know, Elsie the cow's calf in Eilat, and we happen to shech them on the same day? Well, why is that a bad thing? So it's really, it's a gzera atu. It's a gzera atu shechting them together, mamish. And what's so bad about that? You shech the baby while the mother's looking. Tsar bali chayim is a gadol ma'od, right? Pen yavol v'kani ema banim. The tsar bali chayim, if a mother animal sees her kid being shechted, is a tremendous tsar. Ein hefesh m'tsar adam l'tsar tsar bali chayim. It's the same as people, right? Meaning when it comes to loving your kids, people are the same as animals. That's not intellectual things which come from our seichel. That comes from our nefesh habahamis. That it's a basic biological property that people love their kids. animals the same, unlike, right? Remember the scene in Uncle Tom's Cabin? Obviously, it's a straw man where he says, black people don't love their kids like white people. It's not the same. So they only love their kids. That's like animals. They don't really love their kids. Okay, nowadays we've mafra that about black people. We have different ideas about race than they... straw man did in Uncle Tom's Cabin. But the Rambam says, he says no, nothing discussed in the first place. Even Behemoth loves her kids as much as you and I do. Doesn't come from intellectual powers. It comes from the imaginative faculty which is found in most animals, like in people. Why is that? So then why is it only for Shoreseh? All animals have Tzar Balechayim. Because this is the common case. It's like, you know, Milsud Shchicha. These are the only animals that are mutter to eat from domesticated animals that people usually eat. Because they're domesticated, the mother like recognizes her vlad because they grow up together and they're not separated from each other in the wilderness. This is also why Hashem commanded Shluch HaKen, because whether it be eggs that the mother is trying to fertilize, or rather trying to develop, or whether it be Efrochim that still need their mother to bring them food, that are still in the nest, he says, usually they're not good to eat. Meaning, you wouldn't eat eggs that you found the mother ravetzes ala beitzim. Right? Eggs get, they're not good to eat after the mother sits on them. You have to take them out before the mother sits on them if you want to sell them in the store. And little chicks that are still in the nest that don't know how to fly yet, they're not good to eat because they're very scrawny. They have a lot of bones and there's not enough meat. So therefore, what? So A, if you send the mother away and it flies far away, then it won't have the tsar seeing you steal the babies while it's watching, same as the animal sees you chef the baby. Right? You should send the mother, she'll fly far away, and therefore she won't have the tsar of seeing you take her babies. That's the Rambam's assumption. But see, it's the mother, you can get the mother to fly far away, and she won't see. Not only that, he says, usually someone won't even bother to take them. Because what do you have to send away the mother bird and take the eggs, and the eggs aren't such good eggs anyway, and the babies aren't such good birds anyway. So why do I shriach myself to send away the mother bird? What if she pecks me? So I'll just say, forget it, I'll get something else to eat. So unless I'm really hungry, I won't take them anyway. If I'm really hungry, in a chanami. But therefore, if I'm not really hungry, I'll just let them go. It's usually not good for eating anyway. So therefore, that way, I won't hurt the mother and the babies at all. So it's all rachamim. The Rambam says it's all rachamim on the birds. Right? So, and if Hashem had rachamim on the tsar bali chayim of animals and birds, kolshkin on people, right? The lo tiksha, I just said it's rachamim. Lo tiksha, alai bar marakan sipur yigirecha mecha. You don't ask me a kashan lingor and brachos. I just said it's rachamim. The gemara brachos is gzeros. Kulufi ach shedeh shedacharim. No, it's a machlok samarim and brachos. Right? There's a machlok samar on brachos. So it wasn't a maimer of Chazal. Everyone likes to quote Chazal. Right? I don't know. No one ever lived who had a name tag that says, hi, my name is Chazal. Right? There were thousands of people who were Chazal, and they didn't all agree about everything, right? This Chazal is full of machlokos, right? People, I mean, you know, I guess maybe there are some things that everyone in Chazal agreed upon. But usually when you quote Chazal, you're not quoting Chazal. You're quoting one person from Chazal who sometimes says something that's controversial. And especially here, it says, Mefurish pligiba, that it's Machlok Zamaram. So he says, what are those Amaram arguing about? They were arguing about the Chakir of Tamei Mitzvos. One Amor held from Tamei Mitzvos, and one Amor didn't. That's what they were arguing about. So he says, that Amor held, there were no Tamei Mitzvos. We pass like the other day, there is Tamei Mitzvos. He says, don't bring me a kasha from the Gemara and Brachos, because we don't paskin like that day. Okay, someone asked me a kasha from around the Mishnah Torah. We're not going to deal with that today. But that's the Rambam. So far, what have we seen? Rashi takes the Gemara and Brachos Kipshuto, right? And he would have no problem taking Brishas Rabba Kipshuto, and there are other Rashis that are against Tamei Mitzvos also. Rashi says that the mitzvahs aren't for reasons. Hashem is beyond reasons. Hashem gave us the mitzvahs so we can listen to His commandments. And the Rambam says, no, ridiculous. Hashem works by Chachma. He has a Chachmadik notion of Hashem. And therefore, all the mitzvahs have reasons. What do you do with the Brishas Rabba? Some of the details don't have reasons, because they're just details. So you just have to pick one thing. What do you do with the Gemara and Brachos? That's Machlokes Amoraim, and we paskin against that day. That's why he kept mentioning Hamon HaChachamim in Makor number 4, because he knows that there's one day in Brachos, and he doesn't want you to be fooled by it. Says, the mainstream day paskins against that way. That's the Rambam. The Ramban, yeah.
There's tons of Amar Chazal that say Tamei Mitzvah. The Neman, Mitzvah,
yeah, the Rambam actually brings all of those in number 4. The reason I didn't quote them is because the Ramban also brings them in number 6. That is a very good Ha'ara, which I will come back to. But let's just see if we can hop number 6 and look at the Ramban. Nehemi will flesh out some of the details next week. The Ramban deals with the same two Bekoros, and he holds the same as the Rambam, but he has a much more clever answer to explain, which Daniel was already mechamin to a little, that Gemara in Brachos and the Gemara in and the Bracious Rabba. What is our Ramban number 6? Ki kari kan sipur lefanecha. Gamze mitzvah u'eris min osu v'yespino. Right, everyone knows, if you read the Ramban's Hakdom in Dvarim, that the Ramban holds Dvarim is Mishnah Torah, so everything has to be a repetition or an expansion of something in the Torah. Ah, shiluch hakan is in Kiseitze, and it's not in the first 4 books of the Torah. He says, no, this is just an explanation of Osu V'yesmen Olu Sishlu V'yom Echad. So it still counts as Mishnah Torah. Ki atam b'shnehem, levilti yoslun levach zorilun rachim. What's the reason for both of them? So that we shouldn't become cruel-hearted and lose our mercy. O shalo either, so either to train our midos in mercy, o shalo yatar kazal asfash chasal elakramin, or environmentalism, right? The Ramban in many places says, corresponds with modern-day environmentalism. And one of the places is here, where he says, the Torah doesn't want to have any chash that could come to endangering a species and driving a species to extinction. Even though Hashem lets us shech this kind of animal, but he doesn't want it to drive it to extinction and to endanger the species. Therefore, he says, if you don't shech the mother and the baby, or in the Shluch HaKan, if you don't eat the mother and the eggs, then the species can still continue, right? Someone who kills the mother and the baby in the same day, or just captures, right? Shiloh HaKan is not about killing, it's about capturing. But you capture the mother and baby in the same day when they used to be free, is Ke'ilo, is bordering on endangering, violating the Endangered Species Act. Okay, because of Rav Mor Nevuchim, etc., we all know what he wrote. Ba'amar Harav. Etc. Okay, let's get the second paragraph. Just summarizing the Rambam. Zeh ha'inyan. He says, what does he think about the Rambam? Zeh yishav gozer rav mitzvah yishlem tam. When the Rambam says that mitzvahs have a tam, mevur ma'od, bookbinder says, it's for sure true. Ki b'chol echad tam tolos digalon. Every mitzvah is a reason and a function and improves people. Milavatzchar mitzvah besides that, you get schar for following them. Enachami gets schar for following them. But besides that, it all has a reason Hashem commanded it. He didn't just pick stam. They all have chachma. The Kvar Omer is something not known as Galut HaMetorah, and Bookbinder is quoted in this Gemara. So I'll say, why didn't Hashem tell us the reasons for the Torah? Which means there are, even though He didn't tell us. Darshul Machasa Atik Zema Galut Machikisa Atik Yom Ma'niu HaMetorah. Right, it criticizes someone who reveals things that Hashem hid, which are the time in the Torah. Par Darshul Paradumah Shomer Shlomo Kol Amatiu Parshul Paradumah Chakar Shal Dibish Pashti Amarti Echum Ruchok Meni. Well, instead, Paradumah Shlomo said, I can figure out the reasons for all the mitzvahs except Paradumah. But like, it was there, he just didn't figure it out. Moshe even knew Paraduma. He had one up on Shlomo Melech. So there are reasons for everything. We're not smart enough to know them, because we're not Shlomo Melech, we're not Moshe Rabbeinu, but there are reasons. And in Olam Haba, things we don't know now will be revealed, such as Paraduma, the Medrash says. Gahad and Sami did Safi, like a treasure chest that floats and you find it. Okay, you get the point. Many, many memers. Next paragraph. What was the Rambam's problem? The Rambam helped him Tamei Mitzvos, but he admitted those two Chazals were against Tamei Mitzvos. So he had to say one is the day we don't Paskin like, and the other is talking about details. The Ramban says, no, I'll one-up you. I'll out-Rambam the Rambam. I helped him Tamei Mitzvos, and even those two memers of Chazal helped from Tamei Mitzvos. You just have to understand what they really meant. What does he say? Kvidaiti in Achrelahem. I have another shot in them. Shirotsu Lomar. What are they saying? They're not saying it's not Tamei HaMitzvos. She'ena Tuvelas Mitzvah Kodesh Baruch Ba'atzu Yisala. What does it mean? It means that Tam is not for Hashem. Chitna Ich Baslo LaHashem. Does Hashem care if I shech from the front of the neck or the back of the neck? No. Does Hashem care, does it help Hashem if I do mitzvos? No. That's all it meant. It didn't mean there's no reason. It meant the reason is not to benefit Hashem, like the ancient Ovdei Alilim thought that when you brought Karbanos, you fed the gods. No, Hashem doesn't benefit from anything we do. He's Hashem. He doesn't need us. Right? Who benefits? We benefit. All it meant is that there are Tamei Mitzvos. Tamei is not Ichbas Lo Hashem. Tamei is not for Hashem. It's not saying, Does Hashem have a reason to care? What do you mean? Does Hashem have a personal interest in whether we do it one way or the other way? No. He has no personal benefit. He's only trying to madrig us in our benefit and to be attacking olam atachton. That's what it means. The Torah is for us. To save us from some damage or bad belief or bad midos. Or to remember Hashem's nisim and flaws, not to feed his ego, chas v'shalom. So that we can have more knowledge of Hashem and become holier. It doesn't mean they're just arbitrary, not for a reason. It means the reason is to build our character and not to bring benefit to Hashem. In which case, it's not. I mean, yeah, that's Pashup Shat. That Adon Olam Hashem Elof Tehem Kol Sinavra, without getting to the end of the paragraph yet. That Hashem doesn't need us. We need him. Right? 1 second. Sheiki Kesvat Tsarif. What does Latsarif mean? What happens when you forge silver? When you put silver in a crucible, you're not doing it for no reason. You're taking out the impurities. The mitzvahs are to take out bad beliefs from us and to teach us the truth and to remember it and to improve our midos. Says, of course it improves our midos. Of course it makes us better people when we shecht in accordance with the rachmim of the Torah. But it just means it's not Hashem's benefit, it's our benefit. But there are tamei mitzvahs. They're just for us because we're not pagans. We believe that God is perfect. So, in his perfect wisdom, he wants to be mativ with us. But it's not mativ to him. What do you mean when it says that you're not allowed to say Hashem's midos are rachman, they're just gzeiros? Lomar, it doesn't mean it's not rachman. Shchita is rachman. Just means it doesn't benefit Hashem, it benefits us. Shiluch ken is rachman. So why do you say it's gzeira? Lomar shlochosek el kantzipor v'loik yirachman also benefits. No, what it means is that Hashem didn't have rachman on the tzipor. And on the Osov Yespino. Shein Rachman Magim Babalin Efshem Hamos. Habahamas. Hashem doesn't have Rachman for animals. Um, Nosun Lassun Sarkemi to prevent us from doing what we want with them. Shem Kenu Yosar Shchita. He would have asked for Shchita. If Hashem really had Rachman on the birds and the animals, he wouldn't have let us shecht them. Not only that, if Hashem really, remember, God runs the world. If Hashem really had Rachman on the mother bird, he could have made us not find the nest, right? Could have built a force field around it. Could have camouflaged it. Meaning, Hashem doesn't need us to help him have rachman on the birds. He can take care of the birds however much he wants, and he decided that it's kedai for people to eat birds, like it or not. Why did he command Shiluch HaKan then? Not to help the birds, but to help us, right? Right? Abel Tamil Lamit Osanu Midas Rachman as long as after to train us in mercy so we shouldn't become cruel. That's all it meant. Don't say Hashem was trying to help the birds. No, Hashem can make his own decisions about the birds. Hashem is trying to help us train ourselves in the midah of rachman. Because once you're cruel even to an animal, right? People, kids who start out burning ants with their magnifying glasses end up being serial killers. You know the big tabachim, chefs, big oxes and donkeys, end up killing people. That's why they say the big tabachim. Not the butcher shop, I mean the shoftim, okay? Rabban says you start with shoftim, you end up becoming a murderer, because you learn achzorius, and kavachomer if you wouldn't have the mitzvos to have a shecht, right? Maybe you'd say the Jews who do it with the mitzvos don't. But the goyim would just stam shecht, because they want to have food and they're doing a good business, end up being murderers. Hinei mitzvah elu behem lofeinu rachman asalim. It's not rachman on them, el gzeros bon, elad b'chon olam inu sonu midas tatovos, but a rachman on us! Xeris on us to teach us good midos. What does the Ramban say? You misunderstood these two memes chazal. You saw a thought they're saying there's no tam, just rotzon bilvad. No, I mean, there is a tam. But who's the tam for? Gracious Rabbi says the tam's not to help God, it's to help us. And the Goran Bracha says the tam's not to help the birds, it's to help us. But all the mitzvahs have a toelos and a tam. The tam is to improve the human personality and bring us to higher levels of development.
Is it being closer from his original paragraph here where he says it's not for the benefit of the possible extinction of animals.
Right, it's interesting. This only works according to his first of the two possibilities in the first paragraph. It doesn't work well according to the second of the two possibilities. So it seems to me, Machria, like his first explanation instead of his second explanation. Theoretically, he could have said, even for the second explanation, what it meant is not rachmim on them, it's just that Hashem wanted us to conserve it for ourselves or something. But you're right, he seems to be preferring his first explanation. Maybe he holds that the first option is always Iker.
I'm sorry, what's the Meskhanis? The Meskhanis is for me, and the Meskhanis is for the, so we don't do extinction for birds.
Ah, but he might say, why not drive the birds to extinction? What is he, a modern day, granola eating, whatever, Occupy, whatever, who says we should respect Mother Earth and treat the species with respect? No, the reason we shouldn't drive them to extinction is because they're good for us. What? No, he might say even the not driving species to extinction is for us, not for the species. It's not to help the species. It's to help us. Why did Hashem create the species? To serve us, the Medrash says. Okay, I don't want to keep everyone more from lunch. You can certainly ask as many questions as you want. But what we've seen so far is that there are two members of Chazal seem to be anti-Tamei Mitzvos. Our Netiyah and common sense seems to be pro-Tamei Mitzvos. Rashi seems to have taken at least one of those members very seriously, and we'll see that's consistent. The Rambam admits the members are against him, and then Docha gets out of them. The Ramban takes it one step further and says, even those members, no one's against Tamei Mitzvos, I'll leave it to Ramban. Those members just meant you have to know which is the right time, which is the wrong time. Improving God is the wrong time. Improving animals is the wrong time. The right time is improving us, because that's the tachlis of the Torah, and that makes so much sense that you can really be mekabel that. Okay, we'll see some nafkaminas next time.
Sorry, but if I can, it's not a kilo, it's not kilo kain, the raisa of ultimate.
Yes, it is, because ultimate.